Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you remember being a little kid and you just thought it would never get to your birthday or to Christmas? Now, fast forward to your current age. Whatever decade you're in, your perspective is likely different. Even teens start to say things like, "Time has passed so quickly." Essentially, time is growing short. We live knowing we will eventually die. If nothing else, time is certainly limited. So let's pull into the content of eternity when we say, "Time is growing short." "Time is growing short" is a phrase that refers to Jesus' second coming. I've heard some say, "You can't say time is growing short. It's been centuries since Jesus said he's coming back. We've got time on this. In fact, it could be a long time yet." Well, I agree and I disagree. It may be some time yet. Truly, it has been centuries. However, we're a lot closer now than ever before. Strategically, Jesus and writers of Scripture warn not to ignore the essence of time. Even God's enemy knows his time is short. Check out Revelation 12:12. It says, "He knows that his time is short," and we're talking about God's enemy. So consider. First, the writers of Scripture have stated time is short. Next, Jesus himself warned the same. And finally, God's enemy knows time is short. It only makes sense we should take notice. After all, better to be prepared than caught off guard. Plus, there's work to be done before his coming. People still need Jesus. So, what did Jesus say? He himself did not know when his second coming would be. Yet without doubt, he is ready to ride whenever his Father says, "It's time, let's go." Listen to Scripture. "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." Matthew 24:36, Mark 13:32. And yes, Jesus is the one who said this. Honestly, can you imagine any scenario where Jesus would not be ready when it's time to return? So he doesn't know the timing, but he is living ready. If Jesus is living ready, don't you think you should be too? If Jesus talked about his return, don't you think we should too? In John 14:3, he says, "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am." In other words, he fully intends to come back. The day of Christ's return is near, much nearer than most people think. How you live matters as we gear up for a big eternal change. Probably the best way to focus each day is to remember how God's love has given you eternal life and freedom. Essentially, you and I owe a debt of love to Jesus for all he has done. The best way to stay current, or paid up, with this debt of love is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love others in your current scenario, your culture, or in your area of difficulty. And to love yourself correctly. When you love like this, you live inside hope. Let's talk about how to present yourself. In these times of uncertainty, hear the truth. Simply, that your life is strategically important. You are not a mistake. You are here with purpose at this time in history. Incidentally, God doesn't make mistakes. He has design and purpose for you and for our world. Let's look deeper into where to start. First, the best place to start is to love God more than any other. Make Him your first, most, best, and only in your heart's priorities. Do this by being hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. Actually, be completely covered by Him. Romans 13:14 says, "Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ." Quite literally, put Christ on, like clothing, essentially cover your life, and be filled with Christ. The rest of Romans 13, verse 14 says, "Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Simply put, make no provision for the old nature. Romans 6:11 says, "Consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Incidentally, this means cooperate fully with God as He transforms you to be like Jesus. Time is growing short to prove with your life that you love God first, most, best, and only. So that was the first thing that you can do, the best place to start, loving God more than any other. Well, the second place is to love others. The last phrase of Romans 13, verse 9 says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." How much do you care about your family, your friends, community, country? Stretch this even further. How much do you care about the state of our world? Guess what? God cares about all these things. Equally, He commands you to follow His lead. By this invitation, He continues to change you on the inside as you stay clothed in Christ. Time is growing short to prove you love those around you and around the world. Okay, so now the third way to show love. If you don't know how to love yourself, you won't know how to love others very well. God wants you to value the life He's given to you. According to His word, He wants you to correctly love yourself. Do you know how to do this? Here are some ways. First of all, take care of yourself. I'm going to suggest things like diet, exercise, sleep, perspective, attitudes, time, boundaries, and so forth. So take care of yourself. Number two, stretch and grow into a mature person. So in other words, be in God's word and do what it says. Be well-read in general. Third, are you kind to yourself? Treat yourself the way Scripture teaches God thinks of you. Number four, be hard on yourself in the right way. Don't let yourself get away with unhealthy behaviors. Number five, care enough to hold yourself accountable for honorable behavior. You have control over this. If you hold yourself accountable, no one else has to. Number six, make yourself work hard at godly character. God created people to work hard and to enjoy it. Number seven, set good boundaries to guard your heart from unnecessary abuse or hurt. This proves you value your life even as God values you. And number eight, enjoy who you are. God enjoys you. You should too. Time is growing short to be the best you God designed. The day of Jesus' return is so much sooner than any of us realize. The Lord says, "Wake up! Sleep time is over. Clothe yourself with Jesus. Stay hidden with Christ in God. Commit to God's agenda. Walk in the light and spread it around the world." God is working to rescue people from effects, patterns, and habits of sin. He knows the day of His return is closing in. Jesus shares with you the privilege and the responsibility of reaching many lost people. This is a critical time before Jesus Christ returns to set up His kingdom. Jesus doesn't want anyone to be lost. He asks you to partner with Him. Interestingly, God suggests the timing of His return is connected to His followers' involvement. Listen, 2 Peter 3:12 says, "Look forward to the day of God and speed its coming." From His perspective, you are involved. There are things you can do to help. Here's a list. First, love God with all that you are. Next, behave decently at all times. Then, be faithful even when you are weary, angry, or disappointed. Another thing is rise above adversity. Also, don't give in to sinful acts. And finally, be a testimony to others. The Lord will engage your gifts, skills, and experiences, but He also wants to overcome your struggles and failures as you partner with Him. So, draw near to God with a sincere heart. Hebrews 10:22. Consider this. The first coming of the Lord was quiet as He slipped into a manger. Another coming is expressed through your life. And then Jesus' second coming will be sudden and dramatic, ushering eternity into modern history. So consider all that. His first coming was quiet. Another kind of coming is expressed through your life. And His second coming will change everything in modern history. So now, yes, now is the day of salvation. And your work is to love God and walk closely with Him, to love others into His kingdom, and to love yourself correctly. Interestingly, Jesus wants people to choose their destiny. That's why He created people with a free will. Still, He expresses anguish when they don't choose Him. Nevertheless, God continually offers eternal hope even as the hour grows short. As already mentioned, His hope is offered. First, through a manger. Second, through your daily life. And third, through His second coming. Incidentally, people send themselves to eternal suffering, to hell. It's not really God. His original design and greatest desire is to save everyone. 2 Peter 3:9 says that He is not willing that anyone should perish. Nevertheless, people need nudging. So what are you doing to nudge yourself? How about nudging others? Live like time is growing short. Here are some application thoughts and questions. First, how can you live a simple life of love for God, for others, and for yourself? Number two, what are you doing that promotes God's agenda? Three, in what ways can you stay free from entanglements, from stress, from always wanting more, and from sin? Number four, what do you need to change to focus on things God focuses on? Number five, do you love God more than any other? And number six, do you love your neighbor as yourself? Seven, do you love yourself correctly? Number eight, are you faithful to Jesus even when you are weary, angry, or disappointed? Number nine, will you partner with Jesus in this late hour to reach others who need him? And number 10, do you live like time is growing short? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.